The steam rose from my shoulders as the water hit my sore back. I raised my hand to the shower head and tilted it slightly until the spaghetti-sized streams of water parted my thin hair. I wondered what the day would bring. I mumbled under the waterfall coming off my forehead. People make mistakes. Mistakes are what make people human. I'm human and I've made mistakes. Then, like a punishment, someone flushed the toilet in the old rectory and scalding water hit my body. It was like a medieval man throwing a pot of boiling oil on my neck and back.
"Son of a bitch," I said.
Might as well add cursing to my long list of sins. The water returned to its soothing temperature, and I fell back into its comforting massage. "I'm sorry, Lord, for putting us both through these times. I hope you know that I didn't mean to trade your love for the sins that I've committed, nor will I hold any grudge or resentment toward the bishop or any other priests who want me to turn in my collar and walk away from the priesthood. The shame is mine, and I'm sorry if I've let you down." I heard the toilet flush again and quickly snapped the shower valve shut. I stood staring at the tile floor and then swept the curtain across the chrome pole. I looked at my pathetic self in the half-steamed mirror. Where did 20 years go? Maybe 20 is an unlucky number. I remembered the day that I was ordained. I thought I would be immune to sin. I thought my holy powers would ward off the devil and his evildoers. Maybe the church made a bad investment in me. Maybe I misunderstood my calling. I wondered who made the bad decision. Me or those who let me get this far? I finished getting dressed. I heard a car pull into the driveway. I looked out the window that gave me a better view. Bishop Hashman was with Father David and the diocese lawyer, Everett Cosgrove. They entered the hallway. I came down the stairs and escorted them to the library. The men were silent until I shut the door.
"I'm sorry it's come to this," said the bishop. "I've prayed for your cooperation."
"I'll help any way I can," I said.
"Please have a seat," said Everett. "I'm going to get right to the point. The bishop had me come here to hear your side of the story."
"My side of the story?"
"You've had one of the most eventful priesthoods in the history of the diocese," Everett said.
He was a lanky man with rust-colored hair. I imagine he had bright orange hair when he was young, but now the mix of gray, brown, and orange looked like rust. He had a long pointed nose and pale blue eyes. Father David sat next to him. He was short. His legs were short, but his torso was an average size. He wore his hair very short. The top was thin and going white, but the sides were black and gray. All three men looked at me and waited for me to speak.
"Where would you like me to start? With the legal problems, or the other times that I've let myself slip?"